Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Goosefava.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
It's Wellness Wednesday, and I need more information on this. I think that through the pandemic, we all got used to sleeping, and now waking up early and getting back to a routine is really, really hard. I've never been so tired before in my life.
Maybe not even just sleeping. We've gotten used to being the fact that we can do things in sweatpants and be a little bit lazy.
Dr. Kate Kaplan is a sleep researcher and clinician at Stanford University School of Medicine, and they've come up with the Rise Up Method. Now, Dr. Kaplan, this is like a way to get you up and moving in the morning, right?
That's exactly right. It's a way to help with that morning grogginess and get you on your feet again and really get going.
So what is it?
So the Rise Up is an acronym, and it involves six different activities. And all of these activities have been shown to help with that morning grogginess, or sometimes what we call sleep inertia. I can go through the routine with you guys.
That'd be great.
And as I do, you can contrast it with your own routine in the mornings right now to see where you might need to make some improvements.
I love acronyms as people, like, we're just simple creatures, right? We need something easy that we can remember. Either put it in a song or tattoo it on us or something. Something that we can say and repeat and be like, yep, I remember what that means.
That's right. So the R in Rise Up stands for refrain from snoozing. And the reason we think that this is important is snoozing feels good, but it can actually really short circuit the wake up process. And also when we have a consistent wake time, that this will help us to feel more alert in the morning. So really when we're snoozing, we're just kind of delaying the inevitable. The I in Rise Up stands for increase activity. So the more that we can be on our feet and moving around, the more alert we will feel. So this is a time where we might actually want to avoid looking at our phones or checking email. And instead think about doing the dishes or, you know, up on your feet, making breakfast, doing the laundry, things that are really going to require some movement.
What do you think about people that do the meditation first thing in the morning? Would you suggest that? Because isn't that, I always feel like if I meditate in the morning, I'm just going to fall back asleep.
Yeah, that's actually what I see a lot when as my first question, when people tell me they meditate first thing in the morning, I say, how do you know that you're not sleeping? Because for all of us, it can be a little bit tricky to know when we're awake and when we're asleep. So the advice that I actually give people is if you're going to meditate first thing in the morning, do it with your eyes open.
Okay, moving on to S.
The S stands for shower or wash your face and hands with cold water. You might have heard your grandmother tell you, oh, just wash some cold water on your face. You'll feel more alert. And there is actually some science to back that up. The colder we can make our hands and feet in the morning, the more it will improve our subjective levels of sleepiness.
Wow. Let's see, that me getting dressed in the hallway by cell phone light is actually working to my advantage for the first time, Adam.
Well, it's interesting. The getting dressed in the light of the cell phone might run counter to the E in Rise Up, which is exposure to sunlight. And even if it's not yet bright outside, kind of exposure to indoor artificial lights can also do the trick. That's the E in Rise Up, exposure to sunlight. The U is upbeat music. So, and this doesn't have to be music. It's just kind of any noise of moderate intensity has been shown to curb those feelings of morning sleepiness. And then the P in Rise Up stands for phoning a friend. And this just really means any kind of social contact that we can have in the morning. It doesn't have to be via phone. It could just be talking with household members, calling someone who's already awake, visiting a friend. All of these things can be really important to help us feel more alert in the morning. So with all of these Rise Up techniques, we want you to try to do them within an hour of waking, and they should make a difference in how you're feeling in the morning.
And Dr. Kaplan is a sleep researcher and clinician at Stanford University School of Medicine, the Rise Up Method to get you up and moving in the morning. Thank you so much.
You bet. My pleasure.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.